This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The new state budget makes changes to the food assistance program. Governor Scott Walker wants permission from the federal government to drug test recipients, and more will have to work. Shemaine Mills looks at how this could shift the safety net for those who now rely on government help.
2 years ago, Wisconsin required able-bodied adults to work in order to receive food stamps, known as food share. Thousands were dropped from the program. Now the work requirement has been expanded to parents of school-age children. Eligibility for food share could shrink and reliance on food pantries grow, not only because of state changes, but billions of dollars in proposed cuts at the federal level. All this worries Tammy Butler. She relies on food share to feed herself and her two kids. While waiting in line for free groceries at a rural food pantry in August, she explained she can't work and hasn't been able to get disability benefits either.
I've been waiting for 5 years. I hurt my back. I've got kidney disease, a liver disease. I use the food pantries. You know, I barely make it.
David Lee is executive director of Feeding Wisconsin, a trade group for 6 regional food banks. He's also concerned about changes to food assistance.
The emergency food system was not designed to do the work of the federal government. We are designed to work in partnership to fill in gaps.
Over the years, the social safety net has expanded and contracted as attitudes, politics, and economies changed. When the Great Recession receded, Wisconsin and other states implemented a federal work requirement that had been waived because of lack of jobs. Then in January of this year, Governor Walker announced he would build on the reforms initiated by his predecessor, Tommy Thompson.
You know, we are good and decent people in this state. We will help people when they were down and out, but for those who are able, public assistance should be a trampoline, not a hammock.
At the time, the state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, said the current safety net created a disincentive to work. Companies were having trouble finding employees. David Lee says that's because some can't get to a job or find work that pays the bills.
I think the question on self-reliance is, look, a good job is the best anti-hunger tool, right? The question then becomes, are there good jobs?
A UW-Madison report found poverty is down in the state and unemployment has declined. But Lee says many of the jobs available are only part-time or pay poorly.
The jobs that are coming back are not the jobs that we had pre-recession. They're more lower-wage jobs. People are working less hours.
The state says it's had success in linking food share recipients to jobs and job training. A recent report showed 18,000 food share participants working for an average of 33 hours a week for $12 an hour. All were able-bodied adults without dependents. Governor Walker indicated in January he wanted even more people working for food.
We now want to have adults who have children who are school age enter the workforce as well. And so we're going to, in our proposal, enact a similar requirement that says you need to be employed at least 80 hours a month.
The state report on food share employment showed only 30% of those referred to the work program actually enrolled. Lee says that's not good enough.
We are supportive of programs that help connect people to work, but work training programs have to work.
Advocates for the poor say reforms intended to help may cause some to fall through the cracks as the safety net shifts when state and national policies change. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.